Can you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. Podcast.
Did you know we have up to 60,000 thoughts every day? It's hardly surprising then that we're ready to flop on the sofa in front of my family by 8 p.m. While many of those thoughts are nothing more than, what shall I have for dinner? Some will be deeper, while others may stem from panic or fear. Not my words, the words of Marina Crook, the editor of Top Sunday magazine.
Sorry, if you're ready to flop in front of my family, you don't have any thoughts beyond... Who watches my family who's under 50?
I might have known. It's easier to say to me, what don't you watch?
Yeah.
Because that's
you
much
watch
easier.
Everything.
Pretty much.
Apart from when I say, have you seen Dexter? And you go, no, because it's not in HD.
It's not in HD, and that frankly annoys me. No, it is in HD. What am I talking about? Dexter is in HD, but the problem is, they... Oh, I don't... I get confused as to when it's on. These channels, right? FX HD. I don't know if they've started it in the same place as Series 1 Dexter, or if it's in. I know I'd like it, but there's just too much other stuff on. I mean, think of all the episodes of Neighbours and Home and Away and Coronation Street.
My family,
Street.
You have to watch.
And
yeah.
My family,
yeah,
as
exactly.
Well. This is Matt and Caroline. It's the Kiss Breakfast Podcast. Wow! It's episode 13.
Yes. And I'm not going to say unlucky for some, because that's what cheesy DJs say.
It's unlucky for some. Actually, it's Halloween coming up, so we're kind of in the
kind
mood.
Of not quite on that weekend, but never mind.
No, I was going to say we're a bit early for Halloween.
Yeah, a little bit.
We should have waited. We should have had another week off, and then it would have been Halloween. Is it next week? We can't. Yeah. I don't know.
I used to like Halloween. I don't anymore, because Halloween for me used to mean parties and dressing up, and now it means like local chavs chucking eggs at your house.
Nice.
It's rubbish.
Well, if you will live on the scummiest estate going, Caroline,
I don't know. Well, I suppose it's not really posh, but it's not scummy either.
Well, if you have eggs chucked to your house this year, here's my recommendation. Quickly hang out the window, grab any that come towards you, have boiled eggs, the laugh's on them. Because you get free boiled eggs then, don't you?
Not if they're off and they taste all sulphurous.
Oh, that's a good point. Then they'd be all fizzy in your mouth.
I once got in trouble, actually, because I did egg a kid when I was younger. But in my defence, it was to get my own back. He sprayed some fart spray in my parents' house, and I grabbed some eggs and went after him and egged the crap out of him.
Really?
And fortunately, his dad knew my dad, and so they came round, and my mum basically dragged me downstairs and was like, what did you do? And I denied everything, and she went, right, well, what happened to the last three eggs that are in the box then? And I went... I made scrambled eggs. And she said, no, you didn't, Caroline, because whenever you make scrambled eggs, you leave it welded to the pan on the side. You never wash up. So I got caught for my own slovenliness.
I can't believe you did that.
But I was defending my house, you know?
Fair enough.
I thought so.
I'm looking forward to this Halloween because I'm DJing on Halloween, which means I get to play Thriller, which means I just get to go off for half an hour.
It's actually a Friday this year.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Oh, that's all right then. You Halloween. Can have a party. Yay.
You can have a little Halloween party. Just stick Thriller on a loop, which means it'll probably in the space of 4 hours get played twice.
Yeah.
Right, it's the Matt and Caroline Kiss Breakfast Podcast. What is coming up today, Karen?
Well, today we remember the days of trying to make the crap that they showed us on Blue Peter. We talk about what happens to Big Brother stars when they get bored of being in the Daily Star. We've got all we've got oral hygiene advice and some other things as well.
So you were going to edit that bit out, weren't you?
Yeah.
You're not going to now because I've just talked about it. Got to leave the little gap in there where Caroline messed up. Caroline did a balls up. Caroline did a balls up.
And some other things this.
You're going to try and edit all of that out now as well,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not going to edit any of this out. I'm not going to let you. Go on, introduce something.
And some
Caroline did a balls up. Go on, introduce the first bit.
Oh.
Caroline did a balls up. Caroline did... I'm offended.
Kiss 101.
Wow, none of us were in the studio then, and we weren't prepared for that song to end so quickly. Oi, Caroline, Amy! Apologies for the unprofessionalism. Currently, Caroline and Amy are doing a number two. 7:09, it's Kiss Breakfast. That was Estelle, by the way, an American boy winner of Best Song at last night's MOBO Awards. Where are you? Where's Caroline?
In the loo.
She literally was. She was in the loo.
I think she's stuck.
Can you go and help her out?
He
locked it! Right, we'll just start with that, shall we?
She's doing her machines. I've got some good, exciting stuff to talk about.
Have you? Should we wait for Caroline, or is she literally...
Nah, she won't care.
Okay. Well, please feel free to start.
Okay. This is the biggest show business.
She's here now. Oh.
I got confused. I thought we had another song. Sorry.
No, there were two, and I wasn't prepared either. I walked in, and there were 6 seconds of Estelle left.
No.
Oh, dear. I know.
You're very professional this morning.
Aren't we? You're listening to local radio. Come on then, Amy. Hit me with some Total Kiss showbiz news.
This is the biggest story of the day. Chanel, who used to be in Big Brother. No, come on, this is serious stuff.
Okay, hey, calm.
She has become a pop sensation in Russia.
What?
Her single, called I Want It, has rocketed to number 5.
No!
Yes. And she had to refilm the video for the single because it was too saucy for children's TV.
Is pop sensation a euphemism for mail order bride, by any chance?
I can't believe the song has even got released anywhere outside of the UK. What the hell?
I love it. It's brilliant.
It wasn't about a year ago. This was... she did a... It was for MTV or something, wasn't it?
It was awful.
It was like a reality show following Chanel after she left Big Brother, saying, oh, we're going to have Chanel, a big pop career, MTV cameras following me. And if MTV cameras are following you, it's the Lisa Scott Lee thing. It's like a curse.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to do well.
Definitely.
If MTV are following you. And they did that Totally Boy Band show as well.
Yeah.
And that flopped.
Oh, with Upper Street.
Who
we had in, and they were just horrific.
They were brilliant,
really,
weren't they?
Didn't choose the best people. Load no. Today, to be fair.
So she's got to number 5.
Yes.
Oh, she's nearly at number 4.
Ooh.
I mean, crikey. That might explain why she's not on, for the first time in 12 months, she's not on the front page of the Daily Star today.
Okay. She's in Russia.
Our relationship, how?
Yeah.
That is a big, I mean, forget the Mobos, forget Madonna.
Exactly.
It's all about Chanel this morning.
Exactly.
Keep by yourself.
I'm in an excellent mood today,
yep.
And there's one reason over any other reason why I'm in such a good mood, and that is that yesterday, Morrison's and Asda cut their price of petrol down to 99.9p a litre. Ooh yeah! Ooh yeah! I've been waiting for so long now. I said months ago, and I think I even said on the radio, I might even go back and find me saying it. I said, I guarantee at some point it will be below £1 a litre again.
I'm going to go back and find you saying it.
Yeah, because I just want to prove that I was right.
Right.
Do you know,
okay.
It's been nearly a year since it was under £1 a litre.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited.
I'm doing a really good job of containing myself here. I am, you know, excited on the inside.
Yeah. You are, because I know for a fact that when we come off air, Caroline's just going to start jumping for joy.
If you inspect my chair, you'll find it's moist.
I'm not... That might be going a bit far. Hey, Amy Garner's here.
You think?
Hey, Amy, is this not surely your top news story today, that the petrol's gone down below £1 a litre?
No, it's not.
Oh, dear.
Not this hour.
Oh, what were you thinking?
I was saving it for later.
It excites me. I must ask, actually, Amy, we were talking earlier this week about brushing teeth. Have you brushed your tongue yet?
Oh, no, I haven't. I forgot.
Oh, Amy. I wanted to see how you were getting on.
Sorry. Right, I'll do it today.
Yeah.
When I get home, and then I'll report back tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're getting very intrusive into Amy's life, you know, telling her how to dress next or how to do her hair.
That's okay.
Earlier this week, we were talking about brushing teeth. Why were we talking about brushing teeth anyway?
I can't remember.
Anyway, we were talking about brushing teeth, and Caroline and I always brush our tongue. It was something that Jade Goody taught me to do years ago on Big Brother when she was on it. She used to brush her tongue, and I thought that's weird, but I found out since then that it's a good way of killing germs and bacteria and whatever.
Excellent oral hygiene.
Because your tongue actually stores more dirt than your teeth, so it's a good idea to brush your tongue, and Amy had never done it.
The only problem being, as we also said, if you've got a hangover, it's very likely to make you sick.
To be honest, no, if you go far back, it doesn't matter how, if you're hangover or if you're completely sober, it will make you gag.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be careful. But if you've never done it before, have a go tomorrow morning or this morning if you've just woken up and you haven't done it yet.
Gagging is fun.
Brush your tongue. It's always fun. Caroline's intriguing me now with her private life in the fact petrol's making her moist and gagging is fun.
Gagging is fun, yeah.
Kiss 101.
This is Matt and Caroline, and it's the Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode number 13. Thank you for downloading. We appreciate it.
Yes. And to reward you today, Matt has come up with a new word.
Yes. Would you like me to reveal?
Yes, please.
Okay. The word is cheevil. That's cheevil.
Cheevil. I love it.
Cheevil.
I love it.
Cheevil.
Is it a cross between cheeky and evil?
Yes. I was trying to tell Caroline a minute ago while we were enjoying that first highlight clips. I was trying to give her a name and I messed up and put two words in one, cheeky and evil.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
You
it's
are
like,
cheevil.
It's like fugly, which is, of course, a cross between ugly and... Yes. So...
Ugly and what? I don't know that.
A word that rhymes with ducking.
Ugly f***ing...
No! I have... have to edit that now. Stop it.
Let's get the bleep machine out, baby. Yeah.
Oh, hey, well, you know I'll forget where it is and then we'll get in trouble again.
We'll be fine. Listen, if you do come across any expletives
can
in
you
this.
Let us know.
Yeah, always let us know because Caroline sometimes forgets to bleep
Can't
them out.
We just start at the beginning of the podcast just going, I'm very sorry, we might swear a bit. Yeah, and but, then we'll get away with it then.
Yeah, but the bleep machine must be used. If not, we get killed. Oh, by management.
What, properly? They, take us outside and
yep, they do
shoot us in the back of the head.
I've got a special guest in the studio today.
Have you?
For the podcast, yeah.
Ooh.
And here it is. It's white-haired.
Oh, no, not white-haired. That thing's freaky. I don't like that thing. It sits on the wardrobe and shrieks at us. It's weird.
All right, this is getting slightly odd. It's a big Ted that's white.
Yeah, you make the noise. I'll see what I mean.
And she sits on a wardrobe in the Kiss office.
And it's a she because it's got eyelashes. It's creepy.
Here she comes. Ooh. Speak to me, baby. Hello. Hello. Oh, yeah. Love you. Oh, she's singing. Brilliant, isn't it?
That is so wrong.
I love it. I love her. She's amazing. I don't know why we've even got it. It's just been sat in the Kiss offices
it's
for about a year.
It's been there for 2 years now. And it lights up. Its cheeks light up as well. Yeah.
She found that quite funny, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Doctor, I feel like a bridge. What's come over you? Two cars and a lorry and a bus.
Doctor, there's a steering wheel in my pants. I think it's driving me nuts.
Hang on. I can't get her to laugh anymore.
No, it's random. It just goes off when it feels like it. That's why we hate it.
Hang on.
It's one of those things that's entertaining for a bit and then drives you insane.
I love her.
See, that's wrong. No kids' toy should make that noise. I'm sorry.
She's brilliant. Hello. I got no... She's just chatting away on the floor.
Excellent. You have fun down there with her then. Let's do the next bit, for God's sake.
For God's sake, Caroline Cook, let's do the next bit. What's coming up next, Caroline Cook?
I have no idea.
What? Listen to this. It's another highlight clip. Ooh. This is Matt and Caroline, 717, and it's literally now 2 months and 9 days till Christmas. Come on.
Yes. You and the town of Colford share an excitement in this, clearly, because they're the first people to put their Christmas lights up.
Unbelievably, this makes front page of the papers.
I'm actually quite annoyed about this because I'm not going to go into it, but there's a very dark story that should have been front page today.
To be fair, there are several stories that are probably
quite serious things going on in the world, and Christmas lights apparently is more important.
This town have put all their Christmas decorations up. Are they switching their lights on next week or something? It's all going off over the next couple of weeks, and it's like we're in October, and even I consider that to be
apparently the tree will be unveiled this weekend.
Brilliant.
What do you do?
Where is
Halloween
this?
Yet? Colford. Gloucestershire.
Colford?
Yes.
Ah, if you live around Colford right now, get into the festival.
You're really
spirit.
Proud about this, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, do you know, it's funny that story's appeared, because yesterday I was driving on the Chippenham Ring Road, Avenue La Flèche, and the lights are up. The Christmas lights have been put up.
I love that name, Avenue La Flèche.
Avenue La Flèche.
Sounds like a joke name.
It's a real name. It's the Ring Road around Chippenham, and they have lights around it every year, Christmas lights, between all the lampposts. Mm. And it's very decorative, but they've put them up already, and I don't know if they're probably not turning them on for a while, but I found it quite interesting the way they've already gone up. So it's literally Christmas is just around the corner now. It's that exciting.
I just maintain that can't we have Halloween and bonfire night first?
No.
Because, it's a bit peculiar having it all, together.
Nope. Forget Halloween and bonfire.
At least bonfire night. I'm not that sorry to lose Halloween, but at least bonfire night. That's fun.
I've never been a massive fan of bonfire night. The smoke gets in your clothes and...
but such a girl.
Christmas is officially coming now that lights are going up. The adverts on the telly are coming up now for Christmas.
I expect that. Yeah. I mean, those have started coming out in July, but, you know, I'm used to going to supermarkets now and seeing whole areas dedicated to, selection boxes, but
hell yeah, advent calendars have been on sale for months now as well. It's exciting. Although advent calendars, why don't they make them start in October? If they're going to start selling them in October, let's make them start really early. Let's have 50 odd boxes to open every day. I'd love that if you started opening. It's very untraditional. I know
that you still buy yourself an advent calendar. See, I get but one for my mum, but I have no choice in that. You deliberately go and buy yourself one.
One? What are you talking about? I buy seven.
Yeah.
Kiss 101.
It's Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 13. This is Matt and Caroline. What are you doing?
I'm just going through the paper, seeing if there's any celebrities or mean people I want to, jab with this dart. I found a dart on the floor. And
the health and safety issues in this building are insane. A dart, just sitting on the floor.
I'm going to do Mel B, because I think she looks like Jar Jar Binks. I'm sorry, I know you love her, and I know you think she looks great, but she looks like an alien at the Mobos.
She does. She looks all right, to be honest.
And Stina, I love her. I love Stina, as you know. Christina Aguilera is amazing. But she, for some reason, she's dressed as Donatella Versace there. So bad look, bad stylist.
She actually looks just like Donatella Versace.
She really does. It's freaky. And she's so beautiful. I don't know how she's managed it. Paris Hilton. Bosh.
Right,
yes.
Calm down.
And... No, so I like Estelle, that's okay.
I hope to God that Jim Davidson's not in there this week, otherwise...
Oh, bosh, bosh. Well, Bernard Manning's already gone, so I can't do him, so...
Hang on, we've got a call coming in, Miss Caroline Cook. Yeah, I think we have. Let's just take the call. Hang on. I know we haven't... what I was going to do then was going to be amazing.
Oh, really?
And I ballsed up. I actually ballsed up.
What were you
going to
do?
Well, yeah, I was going to... Hang on, let me try something here. Bear with me.
Okay.
Carry on darting people.
Okay. Oh, my God, I've come across a story here. Oh, there's a pony that fell in a swimming pool. That's not good. It got drunk on apples and fell in a swimming pool. But it's all right. The fire brigade got it out, so it's
that's
fine.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the really exciting off-the-cuff phone call that's coming in now that was supposed to come across a minute ago and now is going to sound really faked. But
okay.
It's the special guest star to the show, Caroline.
Oh, amazing.
We've got a special guest. Let's take the call and see who it is.
Estelle, how are you?
I thought I'd give you a call after the Mobos and say hello.
How was it? Was it messy?
Yeah, it's alright. Not bad, not bad. I won some chocolates.
Did you? Yeah. So what do you get now?
There was a little stall out the back giving away free chocolates.
Yeah, I think that was a news agent, Estelle. I don't think it was free.
Have I been shoplifting again?
Yeah, I think you have. Had you been drinking?
Yeah.
Did you wake up in a dumpster again?
Yeah, that's where I live.
That was Estelle. Was Winehouse in there?
Winehouse. She comes round for tea and cake sometimes.
Oh, hang on. I think she's in the corridor. Winehouse is back.
Winehouse.
Winehouse,
it's
all right. Thank you. Yeah,
it's fine. Oh, I'm a fan of Winehouse.
I tried to grab her with a cattle prod, but she's gone. Sorry.
So, what are you doing right now, Caroline?
Well, we're doing a podcast. Matt's gone very quiet, so I thought I'd just have a little chat with you. Oh, no, is the emphysema playing up again?
Actually, no, I just sat on the bog.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's right. Then. That's nasty. Oh,
okay.
I think she was having a hangover poo. Oh dear.
Before we start getting into all kinds of legal wranglings, let's move on to the final part of this week's podcast. Time for an update of the world of entertainment showbiz goss. It's our Total Kiss update number one. That's why Amy from our news team is here. What's going on?
Okay, well, I'm not that clued up with Coronation Street at the moment. I understand you've been watching it.
Oh my God, Coronation Street this week. This week, Corrie and Hollyoaks, they're at their best.
Oh yeah, Hollyoaks, I'm looking forward to.
Oh, their best.
Well, Corrie is being named Murder Week. Woo!
Again.
Yeah, don't they have someone murdered every few weeks?
Every 7 weeks.
Every 7 weeks.
Has to be
okay.
Happen every 7 weeks, someone has to be murdered in Coronation Street. And at this time, it's the turn of Liam, who everyone knows is going to be killed off this week. But they had three different endings recorded and everything.
That's right, yeah. And it's all because Tony is seeking revenge because Liam's been having an affair with his bride-to-be, Carla.
That's right.
I've no idea who these people are.
No, I don't.
But,
he used to be in peak practice, if that helps.
Yes. Was he a doctor?
Yeah, he was.
Absolutely no clue who he is. That's the only way I know him.
He's got a massive eye. One of his eyes.
Just one.
His left eye.
Is it a cyclops?
I'm not lying to you. You watch
you
it.
You said this before.
He's got his massive eye, Tony. That's who he is.
Like Gordon Brown, once looks bigger than the other,
yeah,
one starts wandering off.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a really big eye. So when you watch Corrie this week, you'll see when he gets angry, his eye gets even bigger. And I'm really worried it's just going to pop out or something. It's brilliant. This week's episodes, just to fill you in, right? It's all five of this week's episodes. So last night's two, then the one tomorrow night, and then the two on Friday. They're all set over one 24-hour period. Okay, it's all over one day, because normally each episode is like a day kind of thing, but it's all over one day, and it's the stag and hen do's, and there are three different murder scenes. One is been written off now because we've already seen it. It was the paintballing. That started yesterday.
They have to have all the stag and hen do's in Blackpool as well, because that's the only place they ever go to other than the street.
No, that was something weird. I thought they haven't gone to Blackpool. Mm. It's really unusual for Coronation Street not to go to Blackpool. They've actually just stayed.
Did they go to the Rovers?
They will be there by the end of the week, you can guarantee. And the funny thing is, in typical Coronation Street and any soap style, Tony, who's this guy who's only been in Coronation Street for a year or two, okay, his entire stag party is made up of people who live on the street.
Oh, naturally, nobody he went to university with,
there is no one who isn't in the show that goes to the stag do. And it's the same with the hen do, Carla, who no one really likes on the street, okay, but only people who went to a hen do are people who live on the street. It's like, do not have any real friends in real life. But there are two more endings, one where Liam gets run over, and another one where he gets pushed from the balcony of the new flats in Coronation Street.
So, gonna... So when you say these three endings, they've all been filmed and then it's just one going to be shown on Friday?
Yeah, that's right. All three got filmed, but the paintballing scenario happened yesterday and he didn't get killed because there was a paintballing one where Tony pulled a gun out.
Can't they do them a bit like PJ and Duncan and where, you know, he loses his visor and gets killed in a horrible paintballing accident in the face or something? He didn't get killed, I was going to say they planned it, but he went blind.
Unfortunately, they need Liam to be killed off because he's left the show.
Maybe they can actually fire it into his mouth and he gets poisoned by it.
All right, well, the paintballing things happen, Caroline, so I'll put you in touch with the scriptwriters.
If I actually watched any of this or needed the characters to wear, maybe I'd have a better take on it, I don't know.
Blue Peter celebrates his 50th birthday today.
Yes, there's been a few changes with that because I remember when I was little, it was quite a massive white set, very open, and there were a lot more animals, I think, as well, whereas now they've kind of got like cool exposed brickwork and they come down some steps at the beginning
stuff.
I've not watched it. One of them's already sort of doing something like they've just been interrupted casually.
Oh, really?
It's like that. It's
hello.
Hi, didn't see you there.
Is it any good? Because I didn't even realise it was still on.
I never liked Blue Peter, to be honest.
Did you
ever? I've never really. It's one of those things I kind of did watch, but I don't know why. I even had a Blue Peter badge.
Did you?
My mum made me enter some. My mum was always entering my artwork and stuff, and, you know, come on, try. We'll get some free tickets to Legoland or something. So
it used to get you into the zoo for free.
Yeah, so I have a Blue Peter badge somewhere.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I always wanted one.
My mum's attic.
Always wanted one. Never got one. I did used to make the. They probably still do it. That Christmas Advent thing.
With
the coat hangers.
I think I set something on fire trying to do that. Actually.
You get coat hangers, put them together, put some tinsel on it, then candles, and it was a real health and safety
risk. Absolute fire hazard.
Yeah. So to be fair, these days they probably don't make it with the candles.
I do remember our school saving bottle tops as well for something very important in Africa.
And I don't know. They probably still do all of this, but we haven't seen it.
I think they have
a big cashometer thing, which used to go up and up and up as the more milk bottle tops or whatever they collected, and it was like, whoa, they've reached the top, and it was like, way.
I just remember it being an important thing at our school, but I never really properly enjoying watching the programme. I never remember going, oh, brilliant Blue Peter. No. It was always a bit, oh, cartoons are finished.
Yeah, it was always like, oh, that's the last kids show of the day. It's always Blue Peter. Oh, it's like, hey, you'd put the telly on. Is it Grain Chill today? No, it's Blue Peter.
Exactly.
It was always one or the other, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, happy birthday, Blue Peter. Congrats on making 50. Will it make 100?
Geffen's gone now, hasn't it?
Geffen, and so is Connie. Is Connie gone?
Yeah, Connie Huck's gone. So.
I don't know. Maybe they'll get Richard Bacon back.
That would be hilarious.
I've got a feeling they might not.
And Mark Curry now, he's come out of the closet. Brilliant.
Yeah, get him back on.
That'd be great. Kiss 101.
That was the Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 13. Packed podcast today. With lots of highlight clips and special guest stars and everything.
Yes.
And darts. And Caroline ballsing up earlier.
Yeah.
And then me ballsing up with the phone call that was completely off the cuff and just came through at the last minute.
Well, it's an enormous shock, really, because the show is incredibly professional and we never make mistakes, obviously.
Well, people like it because we added another 3 listeners this week, I think you'll find.
Yes, we did.
Latest figures show that we now have something like 14 listeners, which is pretty damn good,
great.
If you ask me.
I don't know. Yeah. And some of them listen for more than 12 minutes sometimes.
I don't believe that for a second. That is brilliant. Oh, amazing. That's why we're number one in not just the UK, but the world. We are the number one radio station.
And the solar system.
And the
universe.
No. There is somewhere just outside of our solar system.
Is that Alpha Centauri FM?
That's the one. And unfortunately,
damn them.
It gets 17 listeners.
I hate them.
I know. Damn them all.
I damn them and their 16 tentacles.
Anyway, it's time for us to wrap up this week's Kiss Breakfast podcast. You can listen to us weekday morning, 6 till 9 on Kiss 101, which is on 101 FM, 97.2 FM, DAB Digital Radio, and online at totalkiss.com/101. You can listen again to our shows. You can download our podcast, which you've done, hopefully from iTunes or the website, or maybe someone's just given it to you in the street, which is kind of weird. And we'll be back with another one next week, will we not?
Yeah, all right then.
It's time to wrap up the show. There's, on a serious note, can the music, please? That was me talking to my make-believe producer that's not here.
Okay.
Because I do it myself.
Yeah, it's your own fingers.
But the music is now officially canned.
Mm.
On a serious note, we did mention this earlier this week.
Yes, we did, didn't we?
There's a story, you might have heard this in the news over the last few months, about these cats that are being poisoned in Somerset. Started in Weston-super-Mare, and several cats got poisoned in the space of like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And people thought that maybe they were drinking out of a puddle that was toxic or something like that. But it's now got up to something like 30 cats across Somerset have been killed by someone.
A horrible, horrible poisoner.
Yeah, and a reward's been put up for grabs now to find out who it is, because they've obviously got to stop. And we wanted to say and explain on air how we felt about this person.
I want to say you are an absolute c***. I f***ing hate you. I hope your mother died in a horrible yachting accident so that you were never born. And I hope you died in a messy c*** crash.
I hope that the next time you try and poison one of these cats, you fall over, accidentally drinking the toxic poison, and then you die a very slow, painful fucking death!
Ditto that.
Goodbye.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.